Hello, and welcome to our Food is Medicine podcast, brought to you by patrickholford.com.
My name is Patrick Holford, and I've been studying, practicing, and teaching nutrition for over 30 years. And as part of my job, I travel around the world giving seminars. And wherever I go, be it in Europe, America, Asia, Africa, I see the same explosion in weight gain, the same increase in diabetes, in depression, in breast cancer, prostate cancer, heart disease. And I'm also meeting more and more young girls with polycystic ovaries and stressed out young men with high cholesterol running on caffeine. Now, all of these are part of a new pattern of diseases of the 21st century. And I've come to believe they have one fundamental underlying cause. And that is a shift in your body's metabolism into an unhealthy state that's often called metabolic syndrome. Now, metabolic syndrome is an actual thing that you can be diagnosed with, and some doctors are on the lookout, but most aren't. When a person has three or more of the following factors: blood sugar problems, for example, a raised blood sugar level, raised blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, now these are blood fats, and a low HDL cholesterol, that's the kind of good cholesterol, and an increased waist circumference. If you've got any three of those, then you are officially diagnosed with metabolic syndrome. Now, it affects approximately one in four adults in Britain, and maybe you without knowing it. Now, this shift in your body's biology means that your whole system is heating up, so to speak, developing inflammation, all of which paves the way for a short and unhealthy life ahead. And even the word inflammation is kind of interesting, because on a physical level, it means more pain, more swelling, and more redness, if you can actually see it. And on a psychological level, it means more anger, more irritation, more impatience, more depression. But even before a person has diagnosable metabolic syndrome, there are many signs that they are likely to be heading in that direction. And for this reason, I've created the Metabolic Check, which is a free online questionnaire that anyone can do at www.patrickholford.com to see if the early warning signs of what I call internal global warming apply to you. By the way, if you think about it, the polar bear, it's facing extinction. Why? The answer is global warming. So what are we going to do about it? Well, if you employ the kind of thinking we have in mainstream medicine today, perhaps we'll develop a drug that will lower the polar bear's body temperature. Or maybe you bring in a few snow machines. And of course you go, this is crazy. You have to change global warming. And this is really the same with us. What we're suffering from is internal global warming. If you're driving along in your car and a red light starts flashing, what do? Stop. Get out some black tape, stick it over the red light, and keep driving. No, of course not. You get out the manual and you try to find out what you're missing. But the problem today is that when you start to develop the first signs of metabolic syndrome, which might be a high cholesterol level or increased waist circumference or higher blood pressure, what tends to happen is you're given a drug that stops you making cholesterol or a drug that forces your blood pressure down. But really, these are just symptoms that you are starting to develop internal global warming. But even before that, there are early warning signs. And by taking the free online metabolic check, you get a measure of where you are at on the scale of health and whether the beginnings of a shift in your body's metabolism might be behind your current health issues, be they weight or maybe a lack of energy or worsening mood. Now, the reason why it's good to know now that there is some is because there is something you can do about it. And that hinges around eating and living in a way that keeps your blood sugar level even. Most often, it's the result of continually overloading your bloodstream with glucose. And that's the sugar that our body runs on. And the more foods you eat, whether it be white bread, pasta, cereals, buns, cupcakes, muffins, And there's so many refined foods around us, or sweets or sweet foods, the more often your blood glucose goes high. And whenever your blood glucose goes high, the body has to release insulin, which is a hormone that takes the excess sugar out of the blood into storage as fat. That fat is made in the liver, and it likes to store the excess fat in the nearest place possible, which is around your waist. So that's why you get increased waist. Now, the more insulin you produce, the more resistant or insensitive or deaf you become to the effects of insulin, and that's called insulin resistance. And if you've got metabolic syndrome, your insulin levels are already likely to be raised because you have to make more because it doesn't work so well. And many of the symptoms, for example, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, are actually caused by the combination of having high sugar levels and also having high insulin levels. And what's starting to happen is your whole system is tipping into a state of inflammation. So now you experience more pain, more health problems, from heart disease to painful joints, for example. So you just have more body aches. Now up goes your cholesterol, up goes your blood pressure, up goes your weight, down goes your energy, your mood, your memory. And insulin resistance literally attacks every cell in your body, and it's a fundamental cause of most 21st century diseases. As well as diabetes and heart disease, cancer, depression, memory loss, polycystic ovaries, infertility, impotence, and premature aging are all linked to metabolic syndrome. And there's lots of research that confirms this. For example, a study published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute found that a postmenopausal woman with high insulin levels had twice the risk of developing breast cancer. Another study from Italy looked at several thousand women and their diet and their cancer risk, and concluded that the excess risk for frequent sweet consumption may account for 12% of breast cancer cases. Now, in women, smoking accounts for 30% of cancer risk, but being significantly overweight, again a consequence of metabolic syndrome, accounts for 20% of cancer risk. Conversely, when you start to eat foods that release their sugar content slowly, this is a low GL or glycemic load diet, this is associated with reducing risk of breast cancer, colorectal cancer, ovarian cancer, endometrial cancers, and others. Researchers have found that people with metabolic syndrome are twice as likely to have depressive symptoms within 7 years. So if you've got metabolic syndrome and you're not depressed, you will be soon, says the research. And if you are depressed and you don't have metabolic syndrome, you'll have metabolic syndrome soon. That's also what the research shows. And in some very nice studies in a journal called the Archives of Neurology, women with metabolic syndrome are twice as likely to develop memory loss. And the same is also true for overweight men. By reversing metabolic syndrome, you can literally reverse your risk of all of these problems and help to get rid of those symptoms that you've already got. So the question is, how do you cool down? Now, metabolic syndrome isn't something you either have or haven't got. There are ever-increasing degrees. And if it's left unchecked, it will eventually create certain health problems. But all of this is reversible. Now, we're often told the solution to weight is simply to cut down calories, eat less fat. But that alone isn't really going to do it for you. You need to learn absolutely how to control your blood sugar. Controlling your blood sugar by eating what's called a low GL diet is the cornerstone to reversing metabolic syndrome. That's what a review in the Journal of Diabetes Science and Technology says. The GL is the one aspect of a person's diet, that is the glycemic load of what you're eating, is the one aspect that most predicts their risk, your risk, of metabolic syndrome and metabolic diseases. By following a low GL diet, you will also be eating plenty of beneficial omega-3 fats. Those are the ones found in nuts, like walnuts and chia seeds, and also oily fish like mackerel or salmon. And in this way, you'll be increasing these anti-inflammatory fats and reducing the other kind of fats found in junk food and burnt food and processed food and fried food, which encourage inflammation. Also, in my low GL diet, I recommend certain supplements like chromium, which improves the ability of insulin to function in the body, and also certain super fibers. There's one called glucomannan. And you can buy glucomannan fiber either as a powder or as capsules. And if you have a teaspoon in a glass of water before a meal, effectively it lowers the glycemic load of what you're eating. And that's what you want. Now, my low GL diet is a very precise way to restore a healthy metabolism and in the process lose weight. And to give you an example, a group of GPs recently sent us 21 patients with metabolic syndrome. Some had diabetes, some had heart disease, all were overweight. And what we did as part of our Zest for Life groups, which we now have running all over the UK and Ireland and other parts of the world, is we met these 21 patients once a week for 12 weeks in a group run by nutritional therapists. And each person had blood tests before and after the 12-week period. The doctors were hoping to improve blood sugar balance by 10%. They said that would be absolutely fantastic. And actually, they got much more than they bargained for. The average weight loss, by the way, I mean, this is the average weight loss over the 12 weeks, was just under a stone, 13 pounds or 13 and a half pounds. The greatest weight loss in that period of time was 31 pounds. That's about 15 kilos. And the best measure of blood sugar is something called glycosylated hemoglobin. And if you've been checked by your doctor for diabetes, this is called HbA1c. And what it simply means is that every time your blood sugar goes too high, red blood cells get sugar-coated. And you can literally count how many red blood cells have become sugar-coated as a percentage. And ideally, you should have no more than, say, 5% of your red blood cells sugar-coated. But if you're having a lot of blood sugar highs, once you get up to about 7%, that's pretty much a diagnosis of diabetes. If you don't have it, you will do soon. Now, these people had an average glycosylated hemoglobin of 6.9, and at the end, their HbA1c, their glycosylated hemoglobin, was 5.9. So that's a 14.5% drop. The biggest drop was a 32% drop. So this is a really big drop and a very clear sign that they are reversing the process of metabolic syndrome. The other factor I pay a lot of attention to is called triglycerides. And this is literally the fat in your blood. And one of the big mistakes that we've made in nutrition is thinking that, you know, you get body fat from eating fat. Actually, what happens is you convert excess sugar into fat. And the more sugar you eat, the higher goes your triglycerides. And by the way, alcohol is also converted into triglycerides. So that's another way to raise your triglycerides. And during the 12 weeks, these people had on average a 27% drop in their triglycerides. And the biggest drop was a 77% drop. This is massive. Their cholesterol came down. The good cholesterol, HDL, went up. I mean, their blood pressure went down. Everything you could ever hope for happened. And a typical example was Harry. He lost 31 pounds. His glycosylated hemoglobin dropped from 6.8, which is just below that sort of diabetes threshold, down to 5.8, which is looking pretty healthy. His blood pressure came down. Another Indian lady, Ajma, her glycosylated hemoglobin dropped from 9.1% down to 5.2%. I feel so much better now and I want to continue feeling like this, she told me. Most reported big gains in energy as well as substantial weight loss. Now, I'd also like to share the story of a lady I met recently called Wendy.
My name's Wendy and I've been overweight my entire adult life. I've always been overweight. I've tried so many different diets and been to the doctors and come away crying because they can't help me. But then I went on the Holford diet, the low GL diet, and I managed to lose 6 stone in just over a year. I've never looked back. I was diabetic with a HbA1c of 8.1. Now my HbA1c is 5.1. Anything over 7 is diabetic. My cholesterol and blood pressure are absolutely spot on as well. I can't tell you how much my mood has improved. Everything about my health and life has improved. I eat full, lovely, happy meals, full and satisfying. I get no hunger cravings. I'm never going back to the way I used to eat. Patrick's diet is a diet for life. It's not a fad.
So Wendy was getting worse and worse, and simply by eating a low GL diet, she lost 6 stone in weight. Her glycosylated hemoglobin went from above 8 to 5.1, which is perfect. And now she feels absolutely fantastic. She's got her health back. She no longer has diabetes. She is in control. Now, if these people knew what they know now, they never would have developed these kind of health issues. And that's the point. Prevention is always better, cheaper, and easier than cure. That's why I'm inviting you to take the free online metabolic check on my website now to help find out what you can do to live life to the full without unnecessary weight gain, low energy, and niggling health issues. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you the best of health.
Are you at risk of metabolic syndrome? Find out now with Patrick Holford's free metabolic check. Available online now. Simply go to www.patrickholford.com/metabolic check to fill in the questionnaire. To find out more about health and nutrition, please visit us at patrickholford.com. As well as access to a library of updated information, you can join our online club, be supported with our online program, find out more about our regular events, and purchase books and products to help you become and stay healthy. To make sure you don't miss out on new podcasts, subscribe to the Food is Medicine podcast feed. If you have any feedback on the show, please email us at podcast@patrickholford.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Patrick Holford.